Bardoon lowered one hand, then waved it up the aisle. Half a dozen Biot bats ripped free of their mountings and went sailing into the charging Nargons.
Go! Bardoon repeated. Jonas Rom will catch up.
Han raced off, more or less dragging the Leia Biot behind him. Another blast of force lightning shook the room. When Han looked back, Bardoon was deflecting blaster bolts with one palm and spraying waves of force lightning with the other. Clearly, Jonas Rom was no stranger to the Force. A dozen steps later, Han and the Princess reached two hatches in the back corner of the lab. True to Bardoon's word, one of the status lights read unsecured. Han released the Biot's wrist long enough to hit open, then was surprised to reach back and not find her waiting. Han turned to see her backing away. He caught her by the wrist.
Are you trying to get killed? Come here!
The hatch rasped open an instant later, and Han pulled her through, entering a tunnel-like corridor with an arched ceiling. It curved away in both directions, as though part of a circular hallway. A quick glance revealed no other hatches, but the curvature of the passage was so sharp that he could see only 5 meters in either direction. The hatch rasped closed again. The status light changed to secured. A synthetic voice crackled from an overhead speaker.
You have entered a most restricted area.
A hidden panel above the hatch control slid open, revealing a biometric sensor pad.
Present your access authorization now.
Han stared at the pad, trying to think of a way to fool the security system, and unable to do more than curse Bardoon for forgetting to give them the override code. A series of clunks sounded from the apex of the arched ceiling, and Han looked up to see pivot-mounted blaster cannons dropping out of a series of hidden doors.
Present access authorization now.
And that was when Bardoon's princess asked,
You don't have access authorization, do you?
Han looked over.
You can talk?
Of course I can talk,
she finally said.
Jonas Rom taught me.
Jonas Rom.
Han pinched his eyes shut.
It figures.
He gave up trying to think of a way to fool the sensor pad and simply stabbed the open button on the control panel. Nothing. A soft hum came from the ceiling as the blaster cannons began to power up.
I know you, don't I?
The Princess Biot blinked her brown eyes.
Are you my father?
Your father?
Han blurted.
Great. Just what I want in my head at a time like this.
A time like what?
The Biot asked. A chorus of soft whirs filled the corridor as the blaster cannons began to track their movement.
Intruder eradication commences in 15 seconds,
the voice warned.
Present access authorization immediately.
Han glanced up, then said,
A time like that!
He pointed at the blaster cannons.
We're about to die!
We're not going to die,
the Biot said.
Jonas Rom would not let us.
Yeah?
Han waved his hand around the corridor, drawing a soft whir from the blaster cannons as they tracked his movement.
Then where is he?
The Biot's eyes shifted away from Han, but only briefly.
Some rescue. You're not much in the courage department, are you?
Han let his jaw drop, dumbfounded.
Okay, creepy Leia. Keep it down so I can concentrate.